Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Do you have any hot sports takes?
Any hot sports takes?
Absolutely, there should be no fans. 2020 season, no fans. Get rid of the fans. It's too loud.
Too loud?
It's too loud. Everybody be quiet. We don't need the cheering. We know you're watching. I don't need the fans. You stay outside the stadium. Back it up. Let's do like a no lower bowl thing.
No lower
you know?
Bowl, okay.
Just kind of, upper deck's great. Upper deck's great. Outfield, phenomenal.
But
we don't need you around the dugouts.
All right.
Just try and be quiet.
You know what? Shut up. Spencer, not wanting any fans. Well, too
sensitive.
Too bad, buddy. All right, welcome back. It is the Midday Show. We're live from Chickies and Pizza, South Philly, for Philly's opening day, brought to you by Budweiser. Nothing goes better with Philly's baseball than crab fries and ice cold Budweiser. I wonder how Spencer Strider felt when he saw the schedule. His season ended here last year.
He's like googly moogly. Got a good idea with there with those people.
Game four.
Up there with
Castellanos
those
taking him yard. He goes down. They lose here in Philadelphia, Hugh. And then the schedule comes out. Of course, he's the opening day pitcher for the Braves. He's the Cy Young favorite. Right back in here. And something tells me, Hugh, it's going to be pretty darn loud when he takes the mound today.
Yes, it is. You know what's funny? I had some, like, obviously lived in Atlanta for almost 10 years. Had some Braves fans, and I asked them when they're coming to the game, and they said, "What you mean, go to Philly on purpose?" And I was like, "That's not funny. That's not funny at all."
Well, they don't want to come here to watch losses.
Yeah, well, they don't want to come here for that, and they don't want to come here because it's going to be loud. It's opening day for us, and everybody's here. So it's going to be loud. It's going to be loud and boisterous.
Yes, it is. So
very boisterous.
I wouldn't imagine many Braves fans made this trip for today.
I would think so. Some made it.
Some. Well, they'll get drowned out pretty quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
So I know Strider will be here. That's a lock. I also know Brian Snitker will be here. Here's him recently, 92.9 The Game in Atlanta, complaining about coming to Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's rough there. And they don't seem to mind either, quite honestly. It was rough on them all last year, you know, to the point that, you know, is concerning.
You know, I have said this on the air for a long time, and I'm sorry, I'll say it again. I've had friends who go up there with road uniforms in Philadelphia, you know, and I've seen ushers kind of look the other way and say you should know better. But you're saying yourself you don't feel comfortable, and she doesn't feel comfortable sitting in the stands in Philadelphia.
No, I tell her don't wear anything with Braves on it either, because you mean you're a marked person then. And like I said, they don't.
That's silly.
Don't,
no, that's ridiculous.
The home team, they don't seem to mind that our, you know, wives and
are being
you
treated.
Know what? It's our wives. It's our wives, girlfriends, families. You know what I mean? And inappropriate stuff being said around the children and things like that. And it's just nobody seems to care.
Wow.
You think Brian had enough time to put a lineup together, or is he just worrying all night about playing?
That's a lot. Because, listen, I've been to Georgia games where, you know, I remember we went to the Georgia-Oregon game. And there was a lot of Oregon fans there, and it's the same in any fan base. Don't make it seem like it's worse here than it is anywhere else. Like, I hear what he's saying, and to a certain extent he's right. Like, if you're gonna come to the game, and if it's hostile territory, if it's a playoff series – then don't wear colors. Wear your neutral colors. You can still cheer for the Braves and be be silent. I just think that's the best thing to do, man. Because when you put yourself in a position like that, I think you are to a certain extent asking for it. But like I said, I'm not gonna wear other teams' colors going into a hostile territory. I'm not gonna do it.
Or just stop complaining. All the Braves have done now for 2 years is complain. Well, all they changed the schedule.
Like to complain,
we get a bye. What are we gonna do?
People like to complain.
Yeah, well, you know what? Because they're not winning. They're not winning championships. They're making excuses for the nonsense. You know, just
I like how Sandra and State kind of egged it on. Like,
oh, they're
ridiculous. They're savages in Philadelphia.
That's terrible.
They're a bunch of savages.
It's any place. I wore Philly's overalls to the Atlanta playoff games last year down in Atlanta, and some guy wanted to beat me up.
He did want to beat you up.
Now, was that partially my fault? Yeah, I egged him on.
You did get smart. But you were well within your rights.
And have you heard me once ever say they're rough down in Atlanta? No. I mean, they're just fans. I knew that was probably going to happen.
It would have been a bad look if you'd have gotten a fight, though.
Yeah.
Not if you won.
No, it wouldn't have been if he won. But how do you tell that
story?
Probably
not a great look for the station.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. How do you tell that story? Because I'm there. Because then everybody's looking at me like, well, Hugh, what did you do? I was like, what you mean?
You ran away.
Yeah, I mean, if you didn't help me out, you would forever be an Atlanta guy.
I would have definitely helped you out.
You never would have lived that down. All right, 215-592-949. Let's get back to the phone lines here. And, look, it's great that it's opening day no matter what, but I can't wait to beat the Braves. I'm tired of the Braves. I'm tired of them winning this division. And I love that this rivalry has been ratcheted up the last couple of years, because I think the Phillies are in the Braves' heads. And I actually think, to an extent, Hugh, the Braves are now chasing the Phillies. I know the Phillies.
That's a lot, Joe.
I hear what you're saying. What matters here? October is what matters.
Well, yeah, you're right. You're right. But I think that right now, still, you know, until we play this season, that the Braves are going to be considered, you know, by many, the ones that win the division.
Well, they're the favorite. Yeah, they're the favorite.
Yeah, let me say it like that. Somebody fall out. So yeah, they're gonna be the ones that are favored. So I think that this year is gonna be telling, and I think that even though it's a small part of the season, the way that we get started is gonna help mold that idea of what it's gonna potentially be.
I think the start is incredibly huge. But I just look at it. I think the Braves look at the Phillies as they got to topple them rather than the other way around. I mean, I understand the gap in the division. I understand the standings. But the Braves have looked shell-shocked against the Phillies two straight Octobers. 215-592-9494. Rob in Delco is up on WIP. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Joe. What's up, Joe? What's up, Hugh?
What's going on,
hey,
man?
Hey, Rob.
Hey, what's going on? Listen, you know what they should do? They should really, right before the game starts and they announce, like, you know, the players coming out, like, Joe, just put on the little video or the little audio of Brian Snicker, and then put on Strider's thing just to get the crowd extra amped up and juiced. Maybe that they don't need it.
Oh, they're going to be juiced anyway.
But could you imagine that, though? They play that little snippet right before the game, Joe. How much more they would be wild, how out of control they would be.
I would love that. Rob, the other thing I hope everyone does is when Orlando Arcia comes to play, people got to chant Attaboy Harper at him. Because he'll never live that one down.
No, he wasn't. And you know what? Listen, don't get me wrong here. You know what I mean? You don't put your hands on nobody. You don't go over bounds. But just to get, you know, fired up a little bit of extra juice in the house. You know what I mean? I think it would be wild. I think it would really send a message. And you know what I want to see? I want to see like a 5-spot show in the first inning. That's what I want to see. Just jump right on them early and set the tone. This is what the year is going to be like from the get-go. Set the tone early and jump on them. You know what I mean? That's what I really want to see.
Yeah,
so.
And look, it's the Braves, which is a big thing. It's open day, but I think a lot of people right now consider Strider the best pitcher in baseball. So if they jump on Strider, it's like, hey, they can hit anybody.
Yeah, and I just want to see it, though, because I just think, you know, it'll just set the tone. Like, listen, from Jump Street, we're going to, you know what I mean? This is what the year's going to be like. We're going to be in your guy's head all year, and when it comes down to it, when push comes to shove, you know what I mean? We're going to come out on top just because we got that 1-2 that they don't have, Joe. We have that 1-2. And you know what? 99 wins, a parade down Broad Street. Until they break my heart, Hugh, I'm always going to go over the top. It's just the way I am. You know what I mean?
As you should. Go over the top.
Go big or go home. Go Phils, man.
I love it, Rob, man. Appreciate the call and enjoy opening day. So speaking of the division and the idea of winning it this time, here's JT Realmuto. We were down there last week at spring training, and we asked some of the guys, like, does it matter? Is it something they talk about, think about, taking the division from the Braves? Here's JT last week.
I'm tired of seeing the Braves win the division.
Yeah, we all are,
like,
too.
Every year we're 10 games back, not even with a chance. So that's absolutely our first goal, is to win the division and kind of dethrone those guys, because they've had such a good run at it, and they've been such a good team in the regular season, and we feel like we're every bit as good as them. There's no reason we shouldn't be able to compete with them and beat them for the division. We just have to, first of all, get off to a better start and then just be more consistent throughout the season. We're clearly, you can see it when we get in the postseason, we have all the talent in the world. We have the team that can win every single game of the regular season. You're obviously never going to do that, but we just have to change our mindset in the regular season and be a little more consistent over the 162. and be that team that we are in the postseason for the whole year.
You know, as he said that to us, Hugh, and we were there, you know, sitting with him down in Clearwater, you could feel it that they don't think there's a gap. Like, the standings say there's a big gap, right? Mm-hmm. 14 games is gigantic. But they don't actually think that gap is there. It's almost like the Phillies think it's their fault that there's this gap. And if they just stop screwing around the first 2 months, we'll have a real race here.
Yeah, it feels like the mistakes that they made has been the one that cost them, you know, the World Series. And that's a great place to feel. That's a great feeling to have, Joe. It's like, it's not so much that you beat us, as in we beat ourselves because we didn't hit when we needed to. So much so that JT was talking about how he went 2 weeks after the season was over and got back in the lab and started working on his stance and his swing.
The biomechanics.
Yeah, lab. Trying to make himself that much better. So, yeah, there's a level of seriousness here that I would say is a little bit more urgent than it was last year.
I feel that, too. And
a little bit more urgent.
You know, someone brought up a couple people brought up JT earlier, and he's hitting cleanup today. I think he's a major X factor for the season, Hugh. Like,
it's not the first time I've heard that.
Did they fix that swing? Like, you could look at this one of two ways. Maybe his swing just got a little messed up, and they saw it on video, and they cleaned it up. Or, Hugh, there is the reality that he's an older catcher who's caught a lot of games, and a lot of times catchers, when they get into their 30s, they stop hitting. Their body doesn't respond anymore. Now, I hope they fixed it. But that's a major key. Like, can he hit the way he did 2 years ago? Because that adds another big bat to the lineup.
I think it's more of the former. I don't think it's the latter. I think that he was his mechanics, and that he's going to fix that. Because when you, like, there are certain guys that you look at, and I know you can only tell so much from a person just by looking at him. But he looks like he's in some really, really good shape when we saw him, and he looked really, really focused, Joe. He looked like he was really focused. And he just looked like he couldn't wait till the season started so he can show everybody what he already knows.
Well, and it tells me something. They're hitting him clean up today. I mean, obviously, they think right now,
something.
To start the season, he's ready to go here. And that's a big deal for this lineup. Tom is in Middletown on WIP. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
How you doing?
Good, Tom. What's up, buddy?
I'm calling you guys the JHK show now.
JHK?
Yeah. Joe, Hugh, Kyle.
Okay. JHK.
Okay, get it?
All right. I get anyway, it. It's good. I like it.
I was told when I was talking to Kyle that Hugh is the weather guy.
Yes, that is facts.
Is that what Kyle told you?
All right, now listen, it is kind of windy today. I need to know, like, you guys are inside a building. What are the conditions at the stadium? Is the wind blowing out? Is it blowing in? Is it blowing across? Because I'm trying to place an over-under bet.
Let me go check the barometric pressure.
It could be a bomb fest.
Let me go check the barometric pressure of the hypotenuse of the area, surrounding area at the ballpark, Joe.
Hugh's going to do the scientific stuff. Here's what I'm going to give you. Here's what I'm going to give you, Tom. I got two things for you. So, one, we're at Chickie's, which is obviously right down the road. We're not there. But Jack and Ike are going to be with us from the ballpark coming up in about, 45 minutes. So, we'll ask them. What I saw earlier was the wind is blowing in. And it's quite windy.
You saw the wind blowing in, Joe?
Well, I heard it's blowing in. I saw someone posted that the wind. Someone at the stadium said it's blowing in.
When you said I saw it, I thought you actually saw, like, the wind.
Well, I mean, unless you're at the park, you can't tell the direction it actually is. I mean, it's whipping out there. We can see the flagpole from here.
It is whipping a little bit.
But here's what I'd say, Tom. If the wind is blowing in with Strider and Wheeler, I would not expect many runs in this game.
No, we got to play small ball.
They don't expect to have many runs anyway.
Right.
If the wind wasn't blowing.
I mean, every run is going to be valuable today, like, so, as in every game. But I'm just saying, like, this is not going to be a bomb fest if the wind is blowing in.
No. But I'm going to check that barometric pressure of the hypotenuse of the hypotheses of the standoffishness.
What was that last one?
I'm pretty good at that.
The hypotenuse?
No, the standoffishness? Is that a scientific thing?
Yes, that's a scientific term. You never heard of the standoffishness of the ballpark?
Well, I know a lot about standoffishness. I don't know about it in terms of wind.
He's an idiot.
Tom, to add a little bit to this, it has the lowest over-under total of any game today. Only seven is the total for the game on FanDuel. So it's low score.
With two bombers like that, like two teams that could bomb like that, and the over-under is at seven, the wind must be blowing in today. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to see if you guys knew anything about that.
Well, it's good that we have a weather guy here. I mean, it's always important to have a weather guy. Tom, we appreciate it on the show. Context.
Yeah. I took a meteorological class.
Did you?
Yes. Like yesterday.
thought you were going to say back at Central State.
No, that is Central State.
Do they offer meteorology?
We didn't have a weather balloon.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What was your major?
My major, I don't even want to tell you because I don't want to hear elementary education. I really can't.
Whoa, hold on.
Yes, that's what I wanted to be. Yeah. I want to be a teacher.
Yes, I mean, I'm obviously when you first started, you know, like for some, like if you go to Alabama and you're Jalen Hurts, maybe you're kind of just taking classes to get to the NFL. But yeah. you, I don't think that was on your mind when you first got to school.
I wanted to be. I was thinking about coaching, so you got to have a teaching degree. To coach. Sure. So yeah, that's what I was thinking about. I was going to be a gym teacher.
Kyle, I feel like we got to use this as part of the show. Yeah. You was going to be a teacher.
You're the teacher.
Why are you laughing? Why, Kyle, you're laughing kind of hard, though. You're laughing hard.
Well,
like,
I mean,
really hard.
No offense, but that's hilarious.
It is. Now that I think about it, that's why when Joe asked me when I said, I was like, damn, I don't want to tell Joe.
Well, you know what? Here's what I'm picturing. I'm trying to think what age group would have been best for you, because I feel like you would have been a little overwhelmed with a lot of younger kids.
Yeah, you know what? We would have all been overwhelmed because we would have just been a bunch of kids in a classroom. And they'd be like, who's teaching this class?
Where'd Mr. Douglas go?
He's right there with the kids.
Smoking crack is like a great high.
Let's go back to the folks here. Ken and Cinnaminson is up. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Ken, I'm doing great. It's opening day. It's an amazing day.
Oh, yeah, so fun. It would have been great to have you as a health teacher. Boy, that would have been some fun.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, man. I was like, no, I don't know about that. No, that would have been a little weird.
Listen, yeah. First of all, I don't know what kind of person calls WIP on opening day to predict that somebody could blow out their rotator cuff. But I'm never inviting that guy to one of my parties, I can tell you that much.
Well, I tell you what, he's going to set something on fire.
With Braves fans, you have to remember, the Braves fans are so soft that they had to build them a stadium out there in Gwinnett, where most of them live, because they were all too afraid to drive to downtown Atlanta, you know, where Turner Stadium. So don't take any of that with any credibility. Cliff Lee re-signed here when everybody expected him to go to the Yankees because his wife remembered how she was treated by the Yankees fans during the World Series when they were up there, and she said, no, we're going back to Philly. So they can all suck it. 95 wins is the floor for this team, and if you want a bold prediction, Dombrowski is saving his powder because he is going to make a trade deadline deal, including moving Griff McGarry and Crawford, and they are going to trade for Mike Trout at the trade deadline.
That sounds like something Joe would say.
Ken, I'm with you on this. Ken, I'm sure you saw some of the highlights from yesterday. First at bat, he took Corbin Burns deep. I mean, to me, it's as long as he's healthy, I still think he could be a great player,
as
Ken.
As long as he's
He could
healthy.
Be the missing piece, and I think you and I both feel they're going to need a bat in that outfield.
Oh, absolutely. And the Angels aren't going to be any – Angels are going to be worse than they were previous years. And you know, it's not like they haven't traded with the Angels before. So, you know, Mike Trout's going to come home, and I don't know if any family still lives in Millville, but that's what's going to happen at the trade deadline this summer.
The missing piece, Cam, man, enjoy opening day. I feel it. Like, at some point, the Angels and Trout are going to have to come to an understanding. This is a waste of everyone's time. They're not close to winning.
It feels like he's there. It feels like from some of the stuff that he said that he's almost there.
Yeah, and at some point they're going to be like, all right, should we keep losing with this guy, or should we cash him in
and try to get better some other way?
Yeah, let's rebuild the whole thing, because they had Ohtani and Trout and they couldn't win. They're not going to win without Ohtani and just Trout. Yesterday he hits a home run in the first inning and they still get crushed in the game. It's like it's a waste of everyone's time. And if he wants out, there's only a certain number of teams that are going to be invested in, like, to pay that kind of money and to take on his contract. The Phillies would be one of those teams. I know people kind of roll their eyes and say it'll never happen. I still think there's a chance it happens. If he's on the trade block, he could be the missing piece. Or could you imagine this lineup if it went Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Trout?
If he's healthy.
Well, of course, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice if he's healthy. He ain't been healthy a whole lot, though. So.
He has not been healthy. No, I mean, it's obviously. It's been his career for the last 3 or 4 years. But that doesn't mean he can't have a healthy year.
No, he can't. Yeah, change of scenery might help him out. It was Cobb County, not Gwinnett.
That's what the stadium's in Cobb County.
Yeah, it's in Cobb. And it's a way to bring a whole lot of truth to what he said. That was pretty deep.
Well, that stadium wasn't up for very long, Turner Field.
No, it wasn't. And the way that he framed it, I mean, he couldn't have said it any better than what it was said.
They're softer fans.
It was a little different. It was a little different. Like I tell everybody, there's Atlanta, then there's Georgia. So, you know, it's a little different down there.
Yeah, and to be fair, it's a nice park they built. I mean, we were
it's
there.
It's a beautiful park. It's a
nice
beautiful
place.
Park.
The Phillies make themselves very, very at home when they go
But
there.
You know what? When it's funny, when he said it, it's like, could you imagine? Because this ballpark, like, we don't have to go far to get to the downtown area. Mm-hmm. When they won the World Series, right? They whisked the buses through downtown Atlanta and then jumped on the highway, and everybody had to go out to the stadium to actually celebrate. It was the absolute wildest thing that you could ever see.
Meanwhile, here the parade will be down Broad Street when it'll be in the city.
It was wild, and I'm not taking a shot at Atlanta because, you know, I love the A. But
no,
still,
today's the day to take shots.
But it was just wild to have a parade that they circled the block, they turned the corner about four times. Speeded us, flew through the city, and then jumped on the highway and went out the car.
Our parades are going to put that to shame.
Yes.
That is a joke of a sports city.
It really is. I mean, the basketball team is just irrelevant. I mean, the baseball team's good, but we know they joke.
They don't even care. Like, you watch those playoff games in Atlanta, maybe do five people show up?
It's not like here. I'll tell you that much. It's not like here. Most places are not. And their team is good. We know that. It's been a fun rivalry the last couple of years. But the Phillies are in their heads. I mean, it's so obvious. It feels like when something goes wrong for the Braves against the Phillies, they know something's going to – like they. It's almost like a defeatist attitude they have on their faces.
Oh, we got to go to Atlanta. We got to go to Philly.
Yeah, and it's been a house of horrors for them here. I mean, the Phillies have just crushed them here the last 2 years in the postseason. 215-592-9494 live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for Phillies opening day, brought to you by Budweiser. Nothing goes better with Phillies baseball than crab fries and ice-cold Budweiser. We'll get to all of your phone calls coming up here. Bold prediction for the season. And are you feeling it? Are you feeling a parade down Broad Street in November? Does this team win the World Series? Gut feeling. Mine is yes. This is a championship team. They're going to win the 2024 World Series. We'll get to your calls. And for the first time in the new season, it's a Friday. You know what that means. It's a Fransky Friday. Scott Fransky joins us next from the ballpark on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
ESPN Bet is now live in Pennsylvania as the official sportsbook of ESPN. ESPN Bet is the only place to find daily exclusives and offers with your favorite ESPN personalities and shows. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Find all your favorite markets and bets like in-game wagering, cross-sport parlays, teasers, and all the props you can handle. That's ESPN Bet. Download today. What a play. Must be 21+. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.